The Empire of Lies wishes for a fully kinetic World War III with the potential to go nuclear over the demonization of Putin's Russian nationalism. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, the 14th of March, 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, Tucker Carlson's show is putting out portions and snippets of previously unseen January 6th footage. It's not a full online release like we prefer, like we were promised. Give us the tapes. Release the property of the people. Release the tapes in their entirety. But at least Tucker is trying to do something, despite the fact that he's on the controlled opposition Fox News Network, funded by BlackRock and Vanguard and Pfizer. Now, you've probably heard 14,000 hours thrown around as the amount of footage given to Tucker. That's a huge amount of tape, but it's actually just one small part of the overall footage of January 6th, because along with the security camera footage of the area held by the government, there were also more than 41,000 hours of footage taken by hundreds of bystanders and participants in the events of that day. Most of that footage didn't have to be turned over to Tucker by Speaker McCarthy. It's always been out there. It's just that there's so much of it that it would basically be a full-time job for a person or team of people to even begin digesting all of it. And that's where Gary McBride comes in. Gary's the founder of M5 News, and he may have seen more footage of January 6th than possibly anyone else alive. He has practically every piece of tape ever released by the DOJ or shown at the trials of any J6 defendants. Prisoners of war. Being held without due process. On U.S. soil. For the past 2 years, Gary has been digesting and releasing J6 tapes into compelling documentaries revealing the brutality of that day, dispelling the fake myths pushed by the press and exposing the full truth about what actually happened. But he still hasn't seen everything because, just like the rest of us, he's stuck waiting while Tucker Carlson takes his time with the exclusive tapes handed to him secretly by Kevin McCarthy. No doubt if he had access to that footage, he could be making better use of it than Tucker. We want to talk to him about that, of course, and see some tape that he has promised us that has never been seen before. And to that end, Gary McBride joins us now. Gary, thank you so much for coming. So, I mean, obviously, the truth about this J6 incident is now coming out. Everybody can see this was a guided tour of the Capitol at the hands of police officers.
Yes, it was. Thank you for having me on, Stu. I appreciate it.
Of course. So, first of all, we believe that these J6 prisoners should be released immediately. What are you seeing in the footage that we're not seeing on the Fox News channel?
Well, it's, you know, what Tucker released was good, but like you said, it didn't get to the meat and potatoes of it. And that's what I can bring, because it's great what we saw, but what people will see all around that is so much police brutality. That's all we've heard about, the protesters being brutal to the police. But in reality, it's not on the protesters. The police beat people severely inside the tunnel. And when they drug them inside the tunnel, they did. You'll see it's planned and coordinated, like Ray Epps as well, with his breach number 2 that I uncovered. We're working on some more stuff to add to it, but it is planned and coordinated. And I've come out with the first episode of Eugene Goodman, his story, and that's where I got my start on January 15th, 2021.
People's lives are being completely destroyed. These people are still being held without due process on U.S. soil, as I just stated, as prisoners of war. Complete violation of our supposed justice system and their constitutional rights as they're facing charges. Complete violation of their rights. Nobody's gone to break them out of prison yet. They haven't been released, despite the fact that Tucker Carlson has highlighted the truth about what happened with Chansley, for example. Dave Summerall with StopHate.com, who's done a fantastic job of having the back of these J6, you know, detainees, has shown that Roseanne Boylan was savagely beaten by that female Capitol Police officer. But these people have not been released. No state funeral for Roseanne Boylan. What are the meat and potatoes that you have that we haven't seen from Tucker?
Well, you brought up Lila Morris, and I'm the one that uncovered that. And I also filed excessive use of force against her. And I've got a 20-something page email thread of me going back and forth with the Metropolitan Police Department, including Chief Conti and Doug Augustine. And then their investigation was final, and it says it was objectively reasonable what Officer Lila Morris did to Roseanne, which is ridiculous. But I have footage of Lila Morris that nobody's seen. It's after she got through beating Roseanne, and what she does and how she acts and what she says. Gunnell, I've got all of his footage, Officer Gunnell. I've got Officer Fanone, Officer Dunn, Officer Bagshaw, a lot of them. And so that's what I want to bring, because the body worn camera is the most important piece. CCTV has no audio. It is good, but that's what's good about the body cameras, because it does have audio and you get to hear. So you got to listen to what's going on, because it's, you're going to hear people saying that, these cops saying that they got set up. Let's let these MFs in, you know, and it's ridiculous. But the body camera is so important, because the Capitol Police, they don't wear body camera. So if the Metropolitan Police Department hadn't showed up that day, this would be a different story. It would be so hard to do what we're doing and uncovering everything.
What do you hope will come of the release of your video? And why do you suppose it is that every other network that you've begged essentially to release this footage has turned you away? What is it that they're hiding? Why would they not want to cover this? They claim to be the truthful networks that want to expose exactly what it is that happened. I mean, we're supposed to rely on them to be our honest media. Why are they not releasing the tapes?
Yeah, I don't know. I've tried to get a hold, just like David Summerall and everybody else. I've got messages to Tucker last year trying to get footage to him. The footage he's already talking about now. So what upsets me is getting, you know, I'm new at this, you know, this isn't my background, you know, so.
Well, I don't think any of us really signed up for this, honestly. I mean, I certainly didn't sign up for this. Here we are, we're dealing with this, and we're looking for the truth. Our platform, your platform is looking for the truth relentlessly. And it's frustrating to me. Why wouldn't the media want to tell the truth? I think that's a legitimate question.
But you know what? That's what we're going to do, because we're locking arms. We're ambassadors for Christ. And there is no, you know, when God gives you a will and purpose for your life, that's what this is for me right now. 100%. This is all God, not me. And I don't know why they're with the truth, but when I wake up in the morning, I think about them still sitting in prison, sitting in jail another night, when this could have been taken care of years ago,
After what you've reported to our producers, and after what Dave Summerall has reported on this program, of course, the Stu Peters Network has reached out to the Tucker Carlson team and asked for comment as to why they've ignored previously all of this evidence regarding and surrounding that day. As of the time of this broadcast, we have yet to get a response from Tucker Carlson or his team. But I think this is the really big deal here. This is what needs to be widely known to the public, is that what happened on that day was an op that was set up by the fake government, the corporate crime syndicate, and that innocent people were targeted and murdered. Those people used their First Amendment right to peaceably assemble. None of them used their Second Amendment right. None of them were arrested with a firearm. None of them were shooting guns or possessed weapons. The only people that were targeting with guns was the cops that were there and the feds that were there and the agent provocateurs inside of the crowd that led people to their death on that day.
That's right. It's people don't want to believe that the DOJ and FBI and the prosecutors aren't doing this to the American people, Stu. They need to go back to 2009. And I always bring this up when I talk to Senator Ted Stevens and what happened to him. He was the longest running senator at the time. 2 months before the election, they filed charges on him for money laundering or whatever. He said he was innocent the whole time. He lost the election, which shifted the power of government at the time. Then 2 years later, he died in a small plane crash. And during that 2 years, they were doing an investigation and found out that he was telling the truth. The DOJ, the FBI made this story up. So he was found not guilty. He never did get to live to hear that. But the DOJ, FBI created that story. They stole the election from him. And then the six prosecutors, they dropped charges against four of them. And the last two, there was one that had the charges dropped also, the prosecutors. And then the last one was found hung with his wrist slit. Then they said they're going to start changing the Department of Justice and their prosecutors, because they're to uphold the law and turn over exculpatory evidence. They're not there to win cases, make up cases and stories. So what happened to one man back in 2009 is happening to thousands of people right now. It's the very same thing that's happening. And so the truth has to come out, however important it is. Share. I'm not going to stop. Mickey Whithoff's not going to stop. David Valentine, Tommy Tatum, Nicole Reffitt. We're all here under one roof. And we're in D.C. every day. They're out there right now. And we're not going to stop, Stu, until every one of them are out and a new investigation starts and some other charges be brought up against people that need to be charged.
Yeah, good. And thank you for your dedication to that. You know, these so-called elected representatives, these lizard things that sit up there in the Uniparty in Washington, D.C., there are people on the, if you believe in this construct, Republican side of the aisle, so-called America First patriots, conservatives, who still are calling this day a violent insurrection, which we hear, as far as we can tell from where we sit, it looks like this country has not seen a violent insurrection yet. Mike Pence, although he had the ability to stop fraudulent electors from being certified, he went and did that anyways. What response from the people would be appropriate? I mean, are we supposed to just sit back and not go? And why is it that these people haven't said anything? What does that say about the state of our country when these so-called Republicans are still silent, even after viewing the tapes that Tucker has released?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've all reached out to our elected officials, you know, wherever we're from. Mine is Senator Ted Cruz. I cannot wait to meet him face to face and tell him to erase his voicemail and listen to his constituents, you know. But that's just as difficult to get a hold of them as was mainstream media.
They don't do that. They don't listen to their constituents.
We need to hold them accountable.
That's right. That's right. We do. We need to hold them accountable. Continue. Finish your thought.
Yes, and malinformation.
Yeah. They led people directly to their deaths, and they're continuing to do that, what with this Pfizer nonsense and everything else. So the media and all of its personnel should be saving seats for them at Nuremberg, too. They definitely need to be held accountable. And all of the people that were behind perpetrating this massive fraud of January 6th and what it was all about. We were led there. People were led there to their slaughter and to imprisonment. And that was designed for the purpose of instilling fear into people to tell them, don't you dare speak out against this uniparty regime. Full totalitarianism is coming to this country, whether you so choose to accept it or not. Don't you do it, because we'll lock you in the gulag. Mike Pence actually is talking about imprisonment for people, and we'll get to that later on the broadcast. Gary McBride, thank you so much for the footage and for being here, and we're going to have you back more and more as more of this comes out. We want to release all of it. So if you give us the total amount of your tapes, we'll use our network to broadcast all of it. If Kevin McCarthy gives us the 14,000 hours of tape surveillance footage, we will use our platform to release all of it. The people should be able to see the property of the people and draw their own relevant conclusions. Why are we keeping it a secret? Why should anybody sit back and trust a media who is refusing to release this stuff? You've given it to them. Dave Summerall has given it to them. I got to believe that hundreds or even thousands more people have submitted their stuff to even so-called conservative networks. We haven't seen any of it on these alternative conservative networks either. None of it. It all appears right here. If you give everything that you give us, Gary, we will release and credit you with the footage and for giving it to us. We want the people to know the truth. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you for your efforts.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Again, we will produce all of the evidence, all of the footage, all of the tapes that are produced to this network without hesitation, immediately. Kevin McCarthy gave us 14,000 hours of tape. It would be on the internet right now. We would find a way for the server space to be adequate enough to host it at stupeters.com or on our Rumble channel. All of it would be produced. If we have to break it up, we'll break it up. Why should we have to rely on one man or a team of producers to decide what they think is relevant or important? It's the property of the people. The people have the right to view those 14,000 hours of previously secret government tapes. And as for all of the citizen journalists, any tapes that you give us of that day, we will publish those tapes without hesitation and without question. Without question, you should be contacting Goldco to try to save everything that you've worked hard to earn. You got to save it, because the criminal cabal is after your money. So physical gold and silver is the answer. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. When you call Goldco, if you mention Stu Peters, you can get up to $10,000 in free silver. 10 grand in free silver with your qualified account. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the Swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss. Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Well, the long Russian winter is coming to an end. Right now, it's the spring mud season, but soon the ground will be dry, and that means that this Ukraine war will be back in full swing. Over and over again, talking heads have claimed that Russia's on the brink of collapse, that its army is about to disintegrate, that Ukraine will seize back every inch of territory that it's lost since 2014. And over again, these talking heads have said that Russia is kaput, that they've used up their advanced tanks and jets and missiles, and now they're stuck using old Soviet weapons. But every time these stupid talking heads claim that, Russia shows once again that they're far from finished. Most recently, last week, Russia launched a barrage of hypersonic missiles at targets across Ukraine. Hypersonic missiles move so quickly that they can't be shot down and can barely be detected. According to the Russian government, Kinzhal missiles can move at more than 7,600 miles per hour. For reference, that's fast enough to fly from New York to Los Angeles in less than a half hour. It's fast enough to get from the eastern end of Ukraine all the way to its farthest western border in just 6 minutes. Russia was supposed to have used up pretty much all of these missiles, except for they haven't, it turns out. It was just another lie among the thousands that we've been told by our media and our military and our government. We live under the empire of lies. Russia is far from beaten. And that means that our leaders are going to want yet another year or 2 years or 10 years of blank checks to keep this war going. If Ukraine starts to lose badly enough, and they will, there will be pressure for us to send even more powerful weapons like long-range missiles or fighter jets. There'll be pressure to send NATO advisors and then, of course, NATO troops, which, yes, means U.S. troops, American boots on the ground. So we want to, we have to, again, go through every reason that supporting Ukraine is a terrible idea. Those reasons come in three big categories. First, getting involved in this war is dangerous and doesn't further U.S. interest. Second, intervening badly weakens our country. And third, this war isn't even morally worth our involvement because Ukraine is not worthy of our support at all. So on the first category, nothing about this war actually endangers real essential interests for this country. Ukraine is not a close economic ally of this country. It's not important to our energy security or our food security or any of our major supply chains. Even if Ukraine got fully annexed by Russia, it doesn't put any of us in any greater danger than we were before. Russia's not capable of landing troops in this country. As a matter of fact, their difficulty beating Ukraine shows that Russia's not even capable of conquering Western Europe. And by the way, there's no evidence that they want to do that. Vladimir Putin doesn't even care about Finland joining NATO. He's given not a single sign that he wants to attack Germany or France or Italy. Russia's proposed peace deal before this war was completely reasonable. It just involved making Ukraine neutral and both sides demilitarizing the border between Russia and NATO. Claims that Putin wants to conquer Europe are just lies. We have nothing to worry about from Russia, except for one thing. Russia is allegedly still the world's other great nuclear power. They have enough nuclear missiles, allegedly, to destroy this country. And now doing so would be mutually assured destruction. It would be basically the end of civilization. So it won't happen unless we stupidly make Russia think that it has no other options. And that will only happen if we stoke conflict with them. In the second category, all of our involvement with this conflict is weakening our country. We've sent well over $100 billion, and if the neocon hawks have their way, we'll spend hundreds of billions more. All of this money's borrowed. It adds to our massive national debt. But it's not just about money. We've been depleting our own military stockpiles. For example, before this war, we weren't even manufacturing more Stinger missiles. It's going to take us a year and a half at least just to get production resumed. And then years more to rebuild the huge number of missiles that we've given away. It's the same story for javelins and artillery shells and all kinds of other munitions. War hawks say that this war is crucial for showing China that we'll oppose them if they attack Taiwan. Well, it's not even clear that Taiwan is a country that we should fight a war over either. But second, all of our aid to Ukraine is just ensuring that we are less prepared for any conflict with China. We have fewer weapons, less money, less flexibility. Our support for Ukraine has already damaged our relations with Saudi Arabia and Brazil and India and all kinds of other countries. Yeah, we believe in a strong military on this show. But the way that you have a strong military is to not fritter away its strength on conflicts that aren't important. But that's exactly what we're doing. And last of all, this war isn't even worth supporting because Ukraine isn't a regime worth fighting for. There might be an idealistic case to be made for sacrificing this country's well-being on behalf of a country that actually deserves it. If we were fighting for an actual democracy from dictatorship, if we were fighting to protect a proudly Christian country, you could make sense of that. But that's not the story with Ukraine at all. Ukraine's democracy is completely fake. They had a democratically elected government in 2014 that we helped to overthrow. Their currently installed president is fake. Even his name is fake. I'm not sure how many Ys Zelensky currently identifies as having in his last name, but he seems to add one about every few months. He's a CIA puppet. He's a drag queen dressing piano penis playing actor. And then that new fake government purged the supporters of that government and banned the relevant party. Even before we started giving Ukraine hundreds of billions of dollars with no ability to track it, by the way, Ukraine was well known as one of the most corrupt countries in the entire world. It was basically a playground for oligarchs. That's why they did things like hire Joe Biden's worthless drug addict son as an anti-corruption expert for their drilling companies. That's standard corrupt oligarchy behavior. Zelensky's government has routinely done things like ban TV channels critical of them, even before this war. If Ukraine had simply respected the rights of Russian nationals and Russian speakers in that country, their relationship with Russia wouldn't have soured and this war wouldn't have happened. Since the war started, they've waged war on the Ukrainian Orthodox Church as well, closing churches all over the country, targeting priests and parishioners. They've propped up a new rival Orthodox church that's more aligned with the government. The same kind of tactics that we've seen in China, where there are fake Christian churches allied to the CCP. We know that Ukraine had a whole network of biolabs operating until Russia invaded. What was going on in those labs exactly? Well, we don't know. We'll never know. There's nothing good that happens in bioweapons labs. They develop and release weapons of war. So that's the truth. War with Russia makes us weaker. It props up a corrupt, anti-Christian oligarchy. It risks blowing up the entire world, as a matter of fact. This war isn't just as bad as Iraq or Afghanistan or Libya. It's substantially worse than any of them. Edward Saul has been looking into all of this, and he joins us now to discuss this in greater detail. Edward, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me on the show, Stu. Now, this discussion about intervention, it's a neocon fantasy. First of all, we don't even have a military to intervene with, as if we're supposed to forget the last 2 years, how they purged the ranks of Christians, of conservatives, of Republicans, anybody who wouldn't take the shot, anybody who wouldn't go to war for money. I mean, we've had a mercenary force way worse now. We have trannies, we have the woke left, everyone in charge of our military. They're not a military that's going to win. Second, no children are going to go fight in this war. We already can't recruit anybody. We'd have to draft, all right? This would be the daughters, the sons, many of the people who might hear people like Mike Pence, even Governor DeSantis. You notice they're giving their positions now, Stu. They're changing a little bit, but they're still pretty neocon, still warhawk, still bloodthirsty. If they get in power, they are going to push for intervention. You can't support it. The audience, I think, is already smart enough to know this, Stu, but there are people that are malleable. You have to think about it as your sons and daughters fighting for literal cannibalistic transsexual neo-Nazis, anti-Christians who crucify people. This isn't hyperbole. There is literal evidence and footage of these war crimes, actually unholy attacks on the church. All of these are reasons why we shouldn't intervene, past the fact that we're broke, morally broke, and unable to even take back our own country. Actually, Stu, if we're going to discuss intervention, the only intervention I'd ever want to see is intervening on behalf of the Russian side against these enemies.
Yeah, you mentioned Mike Pence, the traitor to this country who certified the fraudulent electors that were sent to the 2020 election. Tucker Carlson reached out for him asking for some input on this Ukrainian conflict. Here's what he said.
What's interesting, though, is that Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence, who was also running for president this year, opposes his old boss on nearly every point. We're paying the Ukrainians to fight Russia, Pence writes, so we won't have to fight Russians ourselves. Pence endorses even stricter sanctions against Moscow. He dismisses the risk of nuclear war as a, quote, bullying tactic from Putin. And then Pence suggests that anyone who disagrees with his views on Ukraine is a disloyal American. Quote, there is no room for Putin apologists in the Republican Party. Mike Pence did not specify who he was talking about, though we suspect this show is included in that treasonous category.
And this one as well. There you heard it, from Mike Pence. speaking on behalf of the rest of the neocon warhawks. If you don't support Ukraine, you'll go to the gulag. More of the Stu Peters Show next.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
So all around the world, throughout the past 3 years, while we've been trapped at home by bogus COVID lockdowns, one of the biggest infrastructure projects in history has been unfolding. All around the world, 5G wireless towers are going up. 5G, as you know, is the latest generation of wireless tech. It's supposed to make our cell phones faster, or so they say. But it does that by being far, far more powerful than anything that came before it. At a minimum, that could pose a health issue by causing cancer or God only knows what else. All of this tech is totally untested in terms of health impacts, or is it? Well, in any event, we're now rolling it out worldwide. Will we get cancer? Will we fry our insides? Will we develop brain problems? Will it aggravate COVID? Who knows? Who cares? YOLO, as the kids say these days, right? But of course, that's just assuming that 5G's side effects are due to negligence. And it could be, and looks like it may be, a lot more sinister than that. Some people think there is a deliberately sinister angle to 5G being hidden from the public. One of those people is Mark Steele. Mark was on this program last summer to make his case that America's 5G network is intended as a weapon for controlling American citizens. Mark previously worked on special energy-based weapons for the British government. He directly compared 5G to microwave weapons and other devices used for crowd control. One of them, you might remember, was capable of literally boiling people's blood inside of their bodies. Mark has continued to research 5G since then, and he joins us now with his latest thoughts and findings. Mark, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you coming back.
Thanks, Stu. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so 5G, you maintain, is a weapon. Nevertheless, these towers are going up all over the place with basically no disclosure at all to the public worldwide.
5G is part of the digital prison, and it's a digital prison to cause an extermination of the world's population. We'll have the intelligence documents, vast swathes of people. The intention is to exterminate them over the next few years, all part of the World Economic Forum 2030 agenda. The equipment is differentiates from 4G transmitters. And in particular, it's the focality, it's the focus of the energy in air, where you've got this blanket coverage which causes a toxicity in air. You positively charge the air, so that becomes noxious. So it would basically gas large proportions of the population. New York in particular, I've seen one of the largest densification of these 5G transmitters anywhere across the US here. And isn't it quite interesting how it's had one of the largest outbreaks of what they said was coronavirus, but we know it to be electromagnetic radiation pollution. And the reason for the pulmonary edema, so the flooding in the lung, it's very much like altitude sickness. And we had an ICU consultant who reported this altitude sickness symptom, part of what they call coronavirus, in the New York area. And obviously, he was removed from his post, because what we would show that to be would be electromagnetic radiation pollution. All of the symptoms of coronavirus are linked to radiation pollution, pneumonia, pulmonary edema, all the known symptoms. So consequently, we know that, you know, the virus was just a cover for the 5G deployment. And most of the 5G deployment, we see large mass, but the most pernicious, the most dangerous part of the network is actually situated on street furniture. So streetlights, top of streetlights, in streetlights, all part of a weapon system to control the light-emitting diode emission, which can be weaponized. Red, green, and blue LEDs can be offset, modulated, so they're monochromic. So we see this monochromic emission in certain parts of the US here. We see these purpley-blue, very purple-blue light emitters. And that would tell me that they're not blue phosphor coated. There's a number of different LEDs that you can have to exhibit as white light. So what we'll see is white light. So you've got you've got the blue phosphor coated. The phosphor can either be, if it's a yellow or an orange phosphor. The orange phosphor gives it a creamier, a less aggressive light form. The phosphor that we see normally is this very bright, 6,000-7,000 Kelvin, extremely dangerous. So where you had streetlights, high pressure sodium at 2,200 Kelvin. Now what we see these emitters, which are extremely toxic. They attract pollinators to them and actually just decimate them. So this is an ecocide. So the lights themselves, the quite interesting thing is some of the lights where they're turning, particularly just this purpley, this dark purple blue type emission. Now that's pretty concerning. That would tell me that they fitted some expensive LEDs in there that are red, green, and blue, which mixed together gives the brain the illusion of this white light emission. Now, that's extremely problematic because if I then offset the signals, so we'll go pulse blue, red, green, we can then bring into an environment an incapacitor, an LED incapacitor, where I can cause swelling in the brain, I can cause a fatal stroke. So these weapon systems, well developed, around in the defense industry. So pretty interesting to me that we're seeing expensive deployment of a type of LED in a streetlight that's not necessary, because what you would normally do, you would have a blue phosphor-coated LED. Like I said, it would be, coated with different phosphors to give a different type of emission. The orange phosphor-coated are the best, where we've got a lower amount of Kelvin, and you can tell that by looking at do not look at them, by the way. They're extremely dangerous. In fact, they're lethal. That Category 2 optical radiation emitters, and the maximum I can expose a human to is 0.25 a second. I'll just say that again, 0.25 a second, just so people, this standard in these Category 2 LED emitters, the maximum I can expose you to. Now, nobody's warned anybody across the world. Nobody's warned anybody about either getting what we call point light source from these LEDs. Definitely don't look at them. If they're in the ceiling, they're not a significant problem. But if you actually get a point light source, then it's a serious problem to you. And that's what we're seeing vehicles now, traveling up and down motorways where you've got oncoming vehicles where they're blasting these Category 2 optical radiation emission emitters in the eye. And that will lead to massive increases in ill health, cancers. We know optical radiation is a cancer-causing emitter. The governments will tell you, governments will lie to you and they'll tell you that there's not enough energy in this part of the spectrum to cause any biological harm. However, in the same breath, they tell you not to get too much sunlight on your skin because it causes skin cancer. So the same radiation, not the same part of the spectrum radiation, non-ionizing. However, man-made is something completely different. It's man-made. It's not naturally occurring. We are symbiotic with natural occurring light emission, which can be pretty problematic. And that's how people do over time develop skin cancers and other issues. However, that's natural occurring. We're symbiotic with that. The stuff that's been emitted from the streetlights is highly toxic. It is pulse modulated. The pulse modulation causes a vibration and an oxidative stress, which increases cancer. In Barcelona, within less than 3 years, this type of LED street furniture, the LED optical radiation emissions, increased breast and prostate cancer by 3 times. And that was in a very short period of time. And this radiation is accumulative over time. So over time, you get a buildup. And that buildup, we're going to see massive, massive ill health. And we're already seeing that. I spoke out about this as early as 2018, where my local council took me to court to try and gag me. They failed in the gagging because the judge said I was an expert in this particular field and not a conspiracy theorist at all. However, at that time, I didn't have the death rates. We now see massive increase in deaths. That is interconnected with the contaminants in the vaccines, yes. However, the main factor is the radiation emissions from the 5G network, the LED streetlights. These blue emitters, obviously there's SM102 that's in some of the vaccines. This then causes a reflection. So I would be able to walk down the street and you'd be able to tell whether people have actually been vaccinated and they've got the SM102, the luciferin. So there's lucifer rays where they will be photobiological emitters. So you'll actually be able to see them in the street if you expose them to that type. And we've seen that with people using UV lamps, where we see people where they're reflecting the radiation back from the, inside the veins, et cetera.
One of the murderous regime's most best-kept secrets, I guess you could say, that is no longer a secret, that is now confirmed and pretty much everybody knows, is that nanotechnology exists in the bioweapon injections that have been referred to as safe and effective vaccines and distributed billions of times across the face of the planet. What is the full capabilities for this 5G technology and its communication with the people who have injected themselves?
Well, we've just had the Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, in a recent WhatsApp communication where he's actually admitted that he's actually injected people with these antennas. Now, obviously, we've already got the electron microscope image of those particular types of antennas. The contamination in the vaccines, the nanoparticulates, we know from explosives, high energy explosives in the battle space cause an emission of nanoparticulates. Those nanoparticulates are known to cause cancers. Those very, very similar materials have actually been injected into people through the COVID-19 vaccines. We've got the list. We've got the electron microscope images. We've got the spectrum analysis of the contaminants in them. So basically, it's a biological chemical weapon. The interconnection with certain frequencies and certain types of antenna design, these graphite ferrous oxide antennas, some of them can be self-replicating. If they've got things like say, gadolinium in, which we know they have, this has got a magnetic field. It's an earth magnet, the nanoparticulates, and it can then bond these particles together to create a larger antenna and get a larger reflection from the injection site.
Okay, the question then is we have widely reported ad nauseum that these injections are self-spreading. They're a contagious of sorts, that this viral shedding, and viral is the wrong word because we don't believe this was ever a virus, but viral in the sense of exponential spread, the shedding that occurs here, giving people symptoms, things like that. Dr. Anna Mihalcha has reported that the majority of her uninjected patients are now showing that this nanotechnology exists in their blood. Just yesterday, we talked with Matt Taylor, who is an electrical engineer with imagery from Ecuador that shows under a microscope that these self-assembling circuits will actually dissipate when they're removed from certain electromagnetic frequencies. So with that being said, if that's the case, then that means that everybody is in danger of this 5G technology because they all have this in them. So that begs the question, if the elites, if the murderous regime knows this, certainly there's no way for them to escape the dangers that they are imposing on the rest of us. Isn't that true?
I think it is true, yeah. And I think they have some mitigating ways to remove themselves from the environment so that they can be saved. However, I do not believe for one minute that that is what's going to happen. I do believe you have to tacitly agree to this. This is a spiritual war that we fight. It's not just the physics of the situation. Yeah, it's about tacit agreement. So I'm pretty, the fact that people emit radiation, once I inject a person with these nanoparticulates, they then become antennas themselves and start to emit, they're reflecting the radiation from the 5G back out. And this is what causes sickness to others who are in the environment of lots of people who've been vaccinated with these nanoparticulates, because they're basically just localized antennas and they reflect radiation back out. And this is where the sicknesses come and what people, I would suggest, call shedding.
So the real quick, because we're running out of time here, but it's your hypothesis that this is not necessarily meant as a mechanism for control, but as a kill switch, a mechanism for murder.
This is a mechanism for extermination. It's not for control. The capability of the 5G network and the capacitance in it, it only has one purpose. It's not to control, it's to kill.
What can stop this? What can stop this from happening?
Well, the 5G network relies heavily on the electrical grid. I'm pretty sure that the fact that they haven't carried out a great deal of engineering in relation to the deployment of this, we're going to see a large number of these mass burst into flames. They'll self-ignite the grid. They can then take the grid down. If the grid goes down, then all of a sudden they haven't got a weapon there available to them.
For all of your research, we really appreciate it. We're going to follow up more on this with Maria Z, and we'll be talking about this in the weeks, months, and years to come. I'm certain if we are allowed to be here that long. Mark Steele, thank you for being here again today. We appreciate you coming back.
Thanks, Stu. Thanks for having me.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. So we just spoke with Mark Steele about the threat that 5G combined with the already deadly COVID bioweapon injections might pose to public health. But that's far from the only deadly claim about the shots making the rounds. Last year, we spoke with attorney Todd Callender about his claim that by modifying a person's DNA, these COVID shots turn people into new organisms that can be patented and owned by Big Pharma. This was admitted by Harari. Well, now Callender has recently been talking about another theory. He says that there's a radioactive cesium contained in the COVID shots, in the vials, which turn recipients of that injection into walking antennae. We normally talk with Maria Z about developments in Australia or at the World Health Organization, but she's also well-versed in these two topics, and she joins us now. Maria, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. Yes, Mark Steele adequately describes 5G as a weapon system, and he's absolutely correct. Here's the thing, Stu, nothing about those who seek this technocratic totalitarianism is for our good. Nothing that they do. We've seen that through that, we've seen this through the poison shots, and we've seen this through the increased rates of sickness over the years as people interact with nature less and technology more. And that's exactly what they want. I mean, their ultimate goal is that we would never step into nature. Mark Steele claims that they state that the intention of 5G is for enhanced communications and faster downloads, but this is simply not the case. And the improvement of network speeds is marginal, really, at best, at least here in Australia. But Mark also spoke with you about LED incapacitators. He's 100% correct about this. This was confirmed in a bombshell interview I conducted with former Silicon Valley engineer Aman Jarbi, who used to work on a range of surveillance technologies. He says these streetlights in smart cities will kill. They have a kill switch. So not only are they capable of monitoring human behavior because they are also fitted with AI, they listen, they watch. And if they don't like something, they can kill. Now, you mentioned Todd Callender. Yes, he and his team have found cesium-137 in the shots. External exposure to large amounts of CS-137 can cause burns, acute radiation sickness, and even death. So what does it do when it's inside of us? Well, if it doesn't kill you, it literally turns you into a battery, a walking antenna of sorts, as you mentioned. And there's so much evidence of this available, but I can quote an NIH paper from 2017 called Evaluation of Propagation Characteristics Using the Human Body as an Antenna, where they say, in this paper, an inhomogeneous human body model was presented to investigate the propagation characteristics when the human body was used as an antenna to achieve signal transmission. Now, perhaps the initial conversations around how we would achieve this were primitive, but that certainly isn't the case now. Almost as if they're laughing in our faces, which they are, we've recently had Victorian Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton appear after a long period of silence to tell people to get their boosters and compared it to charging your phone battery.
Unbelievable. Who are the manufacturers behind this 5G technology? Lockheed. What does Lockheed do? They develop and they manufacture weapons for war. Where are a lot of Lockheed's assets being used currently? They're being used in Ukraine. Am I supposed to not acknowledge the fact that smart cities are going to be hubbed and based starting in Ukraine? This is the idea there. So what is it? Next up, Raytheon? I mean, what more evidence do we need to prove that this 5G thing, along with Starlink and a lot of the other things that are advertised as a convenience for people on the face of the planet, that actually they are being developed as weapons of war, including and not limited to these bioweapon injections?
You're absolutely right. And Ukraine is a huge key stew. I encourage all the viewers to go and view the website Ukraine 24. There's a particular video that I found from this propaganda machine, which, by the way, is supported by organizations like Balenciaga, Deloitte, Uber. And they say that Ukraine is set to be the first fully functional New World Order country in the world. They don't use the words New World Order, but that's what it is, because they talk about the elimination of government, everything being run by AI. And Ukraine emerged out of the war as the first city, the first digital city or the first digital country. We've even heard them make statements such as the only way that Ukraine will come out of this is digitally. Now, the smart city agenda is spreading like a cancer, and we've got the mainstream media trying to refute this desperately. But with the nanotechnology that's been injected into humans and the eventual plan to turn us into walking cyborgs, which I feel some people already asked you, it will cause a few things to occur. And of course, the smart cities make this possible. For those who are now hooked up to the Matrix, they will be subjected to mind control further, much worse and further than they are now. Karen Kingston has exposed that organizations like RAND.org have on their website, out in the open, written about being able to manipulate humans into doing things that they would not normally do. Harari talks about this. Human beings are now hackable animals. We're now capable of doing what dictators in the past only dreamed of, etc. Pair that with advanced satanic AI currently being built like a mega storm in UK with these smart cities that they're hell-bent on pushing us into. The outcome is very, very dire for humanity, Stu.
How do they do this exactly? I mean, how do they deny that this is even being done when they're actually saying it right on the wide open? Harari says that, yeah, we're walking cyborgs, essentially. What was the quote again? That we're hackable humans, right? Hackable animals.
Humans are hackable animals, yeah. Yes.
I mean, so how can they even deny this? How can the mainstream, I mean, they're liars, we know that, but how can people believe or fall for this anymore? And by the way, how exactly is Ukraine going to develop these 10-minute cities or 15-minute cities or smart cities when they're the most corrupt and poorest country in all of Europe?
Oh, because your tax dollars are going there, Stu, and my tax dollars, and every single person's tax dollars out there. So they're bankrupting the people of the world, collapsing our financial systems, collapsing everything around us in order to rebuild Ukraine as the model for everyone else's technocratic prison. It's disgusting.
Ukraine is the new Israel. I mean, I'll just go ahead and say it. And these people want you to worship and bow down to Ukraine just like they do and pander to Israel. Ukraine is the new Israel. Volodymyr Zelensky, with however many Ys he has in his last name now, actually said that he dreams of Ukraine being the new Israel. That's what's happening here.
Wow.
And they want you to pander. And if you don't, they'll lock you up. Just ask Mike Pence.
Stu, I will never forget the day that the Ukraine flag was raised in Congress. I mean, that was an act of treason. It was disgusting. People should have been up in arms about that in the United States when it occurred. How dare they raise the flag of another country inside of a government building above the country's own flag? It is clear that the puppet masters of this agenda are trying to completely destroy patriotism through things like weaponized migration. And of course, again, the mind control that's now possible because of the technology that's in these injections, turning us into walking antennas, for goodness sake. I'm very, very afraid, Stu, of those who had the chance to wake up. Will they even be able to wake up? Have they already activated something that makes it impossible for these people to see the facts and the truth? Or are we going to reach them because it is a race against the clock?
I think Attorney Todd Callender is doing really good work. You know, I've seen some of the interviews that he's done. They're not widely broadcast, by the way, which they should be getting a whole lot more views. He's talking about, you know, in Nuremberg too, he supports the idea of accountability, which is the phase that we need to be discussing right now. Now, he says that there's this radioactive cesium contained in the COVID shots and the vials, which turn recipients into this walking antennae. Is there any evidence of that at all? I mean, we've seen Matt Taylor's self-assembling circuitry that appears to be responsive to radioactive or, you know, some sort of frequencies, you know, 5G and, you know, routers, other things like that. But is there any evidence that Callender brought that shows that this is actually in these vials? Not that we don't believe him, but can anybody corroborate that?
Yes. So within my interview with him and one of his researchers, Lisa McGee, they proved that to us through the evidence that through the research that they've been doing through the patents. The other very alarming thing, Stu, is what they found is that the technology in the shots, but not only exclusively in the shots, but in the skies, in our water, in our food, this technology that's infecting the whole world. And we know that now because uninjected people are showing up with this in their blood, is also able to be programmed in real time to create symptoms, making it seem as though people have certain sicknesses. Todd's also been warning about things like Marburg hemorrhagic fever, which we know that they have already stockpiled vaccines for Ebola, all of these hemorrhagic fevers. And apparently a test run was done in China a couple of years ago in a small city, a controlled test run. I know that Tedros recently said that we need to, you know, really tackle Ebola. So I dare say, Stu, it's far more dire than people realize. They will be able to, in real time, create symptoms inside of people, create things that appear like illnesses, part technological, part biological, as Karen Kingston calls it.
Yeah. You heard the interview with Mark Steele just prior to your appearance here on the program. I asked him, I'll ask you to hypothesize. We've got about a minute left here. What's the end game for these people? I mean, they're setting themselves up to be walking antennae with a kill switch on them as well, because we know about the self-assembling or the self-spreading technology that's inside of these shots. So why would they sign themselves up for that?
How many people who are very, very rich and famous die of cancer, Stu?
You don't see it.
How many of these? Yeah. So what, but the reason I pose that question, and I'm sure the audience gets my point, I don't doubt that they have a way to protect themselves from this. I'm always reminded of the Hunger Games, where the self-proclaimed elites are sitting at the Capitol and laughing at all of the slaves around them, watching them destroy themselves, and they seem to be immune from anything. I dare say that they have something, Stu, that protects them against this.
Yeah. Everybody who contracted AIDS from the fake HIV virus was supposed to die, right? Unless you are a rich and famous NBA basketball player of sorts, perhaps. Maybe then it just suddenly and magically goes away. Breezy, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Of course. So do you have a kid who has an ADHD diagnosis? More and more of these are appearing all the time. If you haven't tried CBD, if you just went to the poison-pushing fake doctors and you're shoving neurotoxins into their system, things like Ritalin or Adderall or methylphenidate or clonidine, studies show that over time this absolutely inhibits children from growing mentally, physically. It hurts their brains. A lot of the ingredients for this methylphenidate, for example, are like methamphetamine. It's meth. There's no argument against the fact that you are damaging your children by long-term exposure to these neurotoxins. So we're asking you to please try CBD. Try it if you have Parkinson's. Try it if you battle migraine headaches, or maybe you have allergies, joint pain or muscle pain. Maybe you want more relaxation. All of the great products from Curable can help with all of these things. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L. It's a family-owned business. All of the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide on all of the products at Curable. That's K-U-R-I-B-L. When you use the promo code STU at curable.com. Go there, do the research for yourself. Try it. Please just try it. Curable.com, promo code STU when you go to curable.com. We'll be right back.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning,
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
The murderous corporate crime syndicate, formerly known as the United States government, has already admitted that they're going to begin injecting mRNA technology into the things that we consume. Your cattle and your pigs and, yes, the chickens. 10 billion chickens. The government is going to force farmers to inject these chickens with this mRNA technology to protect it against COVID and bird flus. Insane. So protect yourself from this Frankenfood and go to heavensharvest.com. There's no doubt that you're going to need a saved up food supply, but nobody wants just rice and beans and fake flour and a bunch of crap. You want real food. Real food is provided by HeavensHarvest.com. All of the protein, plus check out the new $109 bucket. You get a big discount when you use promo code STU at HeavensHarvest.com. Plus heirloom seeds. Yeah, you can grow the things that your great-grandparents grew, be self-reliant, self-sufficient, and have these with heirloom seeds. Go to HeavensHarvest.com and use promo code STU. When you go to HeavensHarvest.com, the Stu Peter Show continues right now. So Media Matters published this guide to Stu Peters, supposedly a hit piece on me and this program, and by extension, a hit piece on you, a hit piece on the truth. That's an organization that's virtually funded entirely by George Soros. That means that George Soros is scared of this program. Of course, naturally, all of Satan's offspring are scared of the truth because the truth is the greatest enemy of the lie. The truth is the greatest enemy of Satan. The truth is the biggest enemy of the state. Some of my most based and truthful statements that were ever made on this program were published in that article. We will apologize for none of them, and we will unrelentingly continue to tell the truth on this program. And the truth is, we live under the empire of lies. We live under a fake government that's been hijacked by a corporate crime syndicate, a murderous regime that is targeting you and your kids for depravity and death. We will never stop naming those names. We will never stop storming the gates of hell. We will be unafraid to confront them face-to-face or on this program every single day until we take our last breath. None of that would be possible, by the way, without Carlos Cortez and Cortez Wealth Management. I get emails all the time. Stu, thank you so, so much for hooking us up with Carlos Cortez. Can't believe that it took me so long. Finally reached out for him and variations of that. Carlos Cortez is our independent fiduciary financial expert with the America First Retirement Plan that features the never-taxed retirement strategy. If you have not booked your personal in-person appointment with Carlos Cortez or virtual appointment online, go to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. He is a humble servant of Jesus, a follower of God, and has the same values and morals and principles that we do. He's a family man, a father, and a husband, and I trust him entirely. I would ask that you just give him a call. 813-448-3446 is his phone number if you'd prefer to talk to him rather than email. Again, 813-448-3446, or book your appointment online 24 hours at CortezWM.com. We're out of time for today. Until tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless you.